radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 7. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. The Bible says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, because he's at his aerial view. He sees all of the kingdoms, not just the four that were going to come, including Babylon. That was from Nebuchadnezzar's time. This is Daniel, who was Babylonian in his upbringing. And so he's getting, from his time forward, four kingdoms. There were seven mountains, and those other three involved Egypt, Assyria, and then these four, and then the revived Roman Empire, which is to come. So you have seven mountains, and the seventh mountain has 10 horns, has 10 toes, and here we have him talking to us about that. But it doesn't end with that, because if you remember in chapter 2, there was a great millstone cut out without hands, and it was cast at the bottom of the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw, and that was the kingdom that would endure forever. And that's what he's seeing here. He's saying, I'm seeing a kingdom come into play where judgment was set. Thrones were cast down. And when you read that, this is actually depicted for us very clearly in the book of Revelation in chapter 18, when it says, verses 4 to 6, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her. It's talking about come out of Babylon. Now, guys, listen. People think today that Babylon is going to be rebuilt. That's going to take a long time to not only build it, but to make it an international city. It can't be Babylon. Babylon has its moorings in the book of Genesis. They build a kingdom together, and they said, let's all come together. They brought this temple. They build it, and they said, let's all come together. And it was there God said, I won't withhold anything that they've desired to do. So I believe, and my conviction is that Babylon is the entire spirit of globalism, which we're in the middle of right now. They wanted to be global. They wanted to make a name for themselves. They wanted to do a one world thing. And God said, no, I'm going to confound the languages. And he separated them so he could get his son here and a redeemer, and everybody could get, you know, saved, because God isn't willing for anybody to perish. So that's my conviction. We're living in Babylon. It's pretty comfortable. We're not sitting in hardwood pews anymore. We're sitting in nice, cushy seats. It's kind of nice. Woohoo. You know, and it's all good. But what about your nice clothes? You got a car. You got an air conditioning. This is Babylon, man. It's opulent. Babylon was the glory of all kingdoms. They would play music in the streets. Couldn't go through Babylon without hearing music. I mean, it was all festival, all the time. It was a veritable vanity fair, and that's what we live in. And if you were to ask where's the epicenter, I think it's kind of us, okay? The whole American thing has permeated the whole world. And even though they hate us because we've got something they wish they had, and many people want to come here, and they're trying to destroy it so they can get this global thing going on. Now, I say all that because in my heart of hearts, I'm full. I'm full. I believe we're here. It's coming together. The binoculars are kind of finding our focus. And he says there's going to be thrones cast down. And he's calling the people in the world right after the tribulation. Jesus comes. He's going to be there. And he's calling his people out. And there are people who did not die. They did not die in the tribulation. He's going to heal their wounds. And he's going to set them on thrones. And the Bible says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partaker of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, which is what the Tower of Babel was in an effort to do. Her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities, which, by the way, the word iniquities, it means lawlessness. And that's where we're at today. These people out there who are all, I'm patriot, I don't care if you're gay, I don't care if you're straight, I don't care about all that, let's just save our country and get our lives back. The Bible says, love not the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the flesh. Listen, guys, if the love of the world is in you today, you need to go back to the cross, okay? Because if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This world is not our home. It's a mess. It's a Babylonian really crazy place, asylum, if you will, because what we're looking at is we're looking at people who do not have a sense of right and wrong anymore. Nothing's right. Nothing's wrong. It's whatever you think. It's your truth, my truth. And now we can't even have a conversation because we don't have a plumb line degree on. Can't start anywhere. And so now the masks and the lockdown helped galvanize that. Now we're afraid of each other. We can't even talk. And so the Bible says, her sins have reached up unto heaven in Revelation, and God hath remembered her iniquities, her lawlessness. reward her. This is because the thrones are set. The thrones are cast down. Jesus comes. He sets up thrones, brings these people out of the tribulation, sits them down and says, now, you're going to do military tribunals here or whatever. Okay, you guys are the ones who fought through the tribulation. You guys are boots on the ground. You're the humans. And right now, we're going to make you sit down and you're going to reward her as she rewarded you. Because, you know, Antichrist is going to make war with the saints and overcome them. A lot of their family members are going to be beheaded. People are going to be killed. A multitude are coming out of the great tribulation, and they're going to be saved, but they have to endure to the end. And the Bible says, reward her as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. Why? Because this is giving them carte blanche to take all of the evil that was done on the surface and had all of its moorings in the past. Because everybody's hearkening back to the past. If you look at the EU building, it's patterned after the Tower of Babel. They've got a beast they put up on the United Nations in America that's got all the depictions that are in the book of Revelation about that final beast. These people, they're not just evil, they're wicked. Okay? They're hankering after the old and the wicked and the Luciferian and the evil of all of the pagan religions that drove Babylon. Whether it was Isis and Horus, whether it was Venus and Aphrodite and, you know, all of these different religions. They had their Madonna child before the Catholic Church was even spawned. They were worshiping these queens of heaven. And so what I'm saying to you is that the thrones were cast down, the people who come out of the tribulation, he says, I'm looking at that in Daniel. I'm looking at that, and I see that the thrones were set. And the Bible says, in the ancient day came, that's Jesus. He did sit, whose garments were white as snow, his hair was like pure wool. Now you're going to hear the Ancient of Days being talked about in a minute, where the Son comes to the Ancient of Days, because they are each a part of the Trinity. There's a interaction between this, but the Bible says his hair was like wool. This is chapter 1 of Revelation. Hair was like wool, eyes like fire. This is all Jesus. It says he did sit, whose garment was white as snow, his hair was like pure wool, his throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Which that wheels, if you put a little star by that and put Ezekiel chapter 1, that's where they saw the wheels within the wheels. And when Ezekiel was catapulted over the canopy, he saw this same vision of the one sitting on that throne, and it was Jesus. It was a theophany, and just as Jesus was depicted in that arrival at Jericho's battle, you know, take your shoes off of your feet. He came as a man. It was a Christophany. But he also showed up to Moses in the burning bush, fire. And so we're seeing this as a fiery stream, verse 10, issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and judgment was set, and the books were opened. Now, you're seeing a bit of an abridgment of an entire episode, because he's just saying this kingdom is going to have no end. So you not only have the end of the tribulation, the people are put on the throne so they can judge everybody in the beginning of the millennium, but also the books are opened at the end of the millennium, because that's, he's getting them all in there. And so he's showing us this in 30,000 feet view. In verse 11, it says, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. Big deal, right? Here's Jesus, here's the saints, and this little horn's brought out as if he's important. It seems like everything fades to black. But this dude was somebody. This dude was something. It's happening in our day. The entire world is going to worship one man. And you have to understand that's going to happen. And you have to ask, would anybody fit in that Lego packet you've got that would be able to sit on that throne of the world? Our world is in crisis. And the biblical narrative says this is exactly what it was going to be. It says in this little horn, he's now not called little anymore, but he's the horn which spake, I beheld even till the beast. Okay, so it says four beasts. Now he's called the beast, as the individual who is the figurehead of the whole. And it says he was slain and his body was destroyed and given to the burning flame. And it says, as concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, and yet their lives were prolonged for a season. And of course, he's given this backstory of Zechariah 14. It says, it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even they shall have no reign. Okay, upon them. And it says, and if Egypt doesn't come up, they shall have no rain. then that shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen. That will not come up for the Feast of Tabernacles. Now understand, he's talking about millennial kingdom. Jerusalem becomes the center of worship in the entire world. Everybody's coming and bringing the glory of their kingdoms, which is going to be prolonged for a while. And if they don't come, they won't have rain and their land won't bring forth. Now listen, this is detail. Isn't this detail? This is detail. This is what's coming. What's next? Jesus is coming. The kingdoms of this earth are going to coagulate and tremble and come together. And we got the European Union. We've got the EU building. We've got these beasts. In fact, there's actually a woman riding the beast in front of that EU building. Look it up on your phone or on your computer. A woman riding a beast, because they're all about this. They're okay with what they do understand. And they want to go back and have their glory days. The Bible says, I saw in night visions, and this is where he reverts back in verse 13. He says, I saw in night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man. Now here the Ancient of Days is being called the Son of Man. And it says he came with the clouds of heaven. Of course, we know he's coming with the clouds, right? Every eye shall see him. And yet he's not just coming for this, but the Bible says he's going to come and he's going to present that whole thing to the Father, and God will be all in all in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. But the Bible says he came with the clouds of heaven and he came to the Ancient of Days. They're both the Ancient of Days. The Bible talks about that in Zechariah as well. It calls Jesus my fellow because they're the only two in the room. That's why it says, let us make man in our image. So you've got a lot of insight that you can put together here. And the Bible says he came to the Ancient of Days and they brought him near before him. And there was given unto him, the Son of Man, dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all people, nations, languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. He says, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit when I saw all this. Not only was he grieved, but he was troubled. And the troubling here is the idea of dismay and alarm, fright and fear. So you're not alone if you feel a little unnerved by what's going on, okay? But you get yourself clear when you realize God's got you. You need all those promises. You need them all in your pouch. You need to have one to pull up when something happens. If you're in your dreams at night and you've got night terrors because it's getting on you, it's scaring you, it's coming close to your door, your family, you might have some dreams, and they're called night terrors many times. And if you know to say Jesus, if you know to say Jesus, they got to take their hands right off of you right now. It's got to quit. You have the authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. All those critters are symbols of the demonic hosts. They would love to rip and tear you to shreds. If you're not clothed in Jesus, have no wedding garment on, get saved, and then start appropriating your armor and begin to realize you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is the only weapon we have against them, is the Word of God. If you don't have it, you can't parry anything away. They say, you're lost, you didn't mean it, you're not... Listen, you take the Word of God. You get it. You answer the questions that are haunting the back of your mind. If you think, I'm not sure I'm saved, you dive in and find out what it means to be saved. And you get somebody who's older than you to help you understand what you're looking when you look in the mirror and see a sinner and God sees a saint. You need to get that figured out. Because this world in which we live will throw you for a loop, and it's deception on every hand, and the devil's afoot. The Bible says in verse 16, so I came near unto one of them that stood by. I love this. He's just so comfortable in his vision that he sees some angels in this midst of this 10,000 times 10,000 group. And he says, I talked to them, and I said, so he told me and made the interpretation known. Now I'm going to rush through this because I don't have a lot of time. But the Bible says, the great beast are four kings. We already told you that. The saints shall take the kingdom in the end and possess the kingdom. Verse 18, he says in verse 19, he says, then I would know the truth of that fourth beast. He wanted to know about that little horn. And he says that this little horn was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, whose nails were of brass, and who devour and break in pieces and stamp the residue with the feet. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.